This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
I got two questions for you. So what number should everyone be striving to be at on an annual or decade basis? Because if Jaylen Brown got 340,
304.
What would Jason Tatum get next year when he renegotiates then? 350?
What I'm saying is this is a unique moment, and we'll talk about Mbappe, who got turned down $776 million. But I personally feel like it depends on where it depends on where you live. But if you live in a city, I don't know. I just feel like if you make anything, if you live in a city like New York or surrounding areas, I just feel like it's extremely difficult to live if you're making anything over less than $100,000 just to live. Mm-hmm. It's just to live.
Yeah,
it's going to be extremely difficult.
Yeah, I broke that number down with my son the other day, just because I wanted to give him context of like what $100,000 is after taxes, especially in New York, after rent, right? And we just base it off of paying 30%. Right, most people say like you want to pay around 30% of your monthly income should go to your living, which would bring it down to $3,000. After we did all that, his car, his groceries, his phone bill, he realized he had $500 to spend for the month. And that was just him as a single person. Like, that's not him with, I was like, well, you're going to have a wife or a girlfriend? He was like, we're going to have to we're gonna have to figure that out. We're gonna have to eat cheese sandwiches. I'm like, well, all right, let's see how long that stays around. But like,
how that stays around? Not long.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like 100,000. I think it has to be more. I think that's like the bare minimum, especially in a state like New York.
What number gives you comfort or freedom? Because that 28 million number that I said to be rich, it does not sound so crazy now.
No, well, I think that I think $10 million, that's been my number far as to have and to live comfortably on like an annual basis.
Yeah.
I think that you got to be pulling in a half a million.
Minimum, right?
Yeah.
My financial, we're going to have honest talk and just talk like it's just us.
Yeah, no, now my financial advisor told me this at when I was 26 years old. You might know him. He's sitting next to me. He's like, look, the number 10 million. I was like, what you mean it's 10 million? He's like, it's 10 million. If you have $10 million, if you invest that in a fund and get 3% annually, that's $300,000 a year. Can you live off the interest of that? And I looked at myself. I was like, yeah. And so in my mind, I was like, 10 million. It's crazy that you just said that. We ain't prompt that. But that's, he told me that 20 years ago.
10 million has always been my number. 10 million has always been my number. But I also, I don't want to discourage people because I don't want to seem like, you know, I know obviously most people don't have $10 million. Most people aren't making $500,000 a year. So I'm not trying to discourage you by saying these numbers, but I mean, you asked me a question. So I just have to give
the honest answer.
Just got to answer it. And this is why marriage is important, right? Because it's like, okay, you might make 200, your spouse might make 3. Now that's 500, right? Where it's easier for two people to make 500,000 than it is for one person to make 500,000. But yeah, I mean, I just got to be honest with you. Because I just don't see now. Obviously, if you're living in Wyoming or different things of that nature, then you know it's a lot different. But I just don't see it happening. And I know people that make 250 that you know are living paycheck to paycheck, and you know it's like you know it's different. Living in Washington D.C. and you know something like that where it's extremely high cost of living.
San Francisco, same thing.
L.A.
Like,
you know, it's crazy.
Arizona. Yeah. Tough.
And the sad thing about it is it's only getting worse. Mm-hmm. We see inflation is going up, like it's only getting worse. So this is why when you watch Market Mondays,
inflation going down, interest rates going up.
Over the course of time, inflation is always going to go up.
Yeah.
It's always going to go up.
Yeah.
So it might go down short term, but over the course of time, 10 years from now, inflation is a dollar today is not going to be worth a dollar 10 years from now.
You're right.
So sure. It's like, you know, when you watch Market Mondays, part of this is you have to figure out how to earn money, business, and all of that. This is what we provide during Earn Your Leisure time. But Market Mondays, another part of it is this is why it's important to invest money.
You have to.
Because you have to have your money working for you and your money. And that's another stream, really, of revenue that is growing through income that can be provided through investments, stock market, real estate, crypto, different things of that nature. So it's important to learn these things because if you're not educated properly and you don't know how to invest and you don't have a business, I don't know how you ever reach any level of financial freedom. And that's not a good place. That's not a good place to be in.
I mean, while I'm tearing through the pages, hold on, cover this up real quick. For those who need a recommendation, Barron's is a good resource. Wall Street Journal, Money Master the Game, I've talked about before. Go through this information every day as you're seeing, like, and this is what I was saying last week about Disney. If one of the greatest media companies in the history of America is having some trouble, you don't think the individuals are having trouble? Like, that's what I'm posing to the audience. Like, I know the perception on Instagram is everybody's balling, everybody's okay, no one has any financial concerns. Trust me. If Bob Iger publicly is going on TV and say, hey, may have to sell off ESPN, they're not doing so because they haven't looked at every resource possible and how to get ESPN to be profitable. So if they're having trouble, the average person is having troubles in their home. Even like when I had a conversation with my mom and dad, too, like they were having a conversation with me about the Kathy thing, too. And I was like, yo, you got to make the pivot to be prominent in a hedge fund space because who knows when that door is going to close. I can't take for granted that opportunity will be there or any other opportunity is going to be there. Like the time is now. So like even when we do these shows and there's a certain level of like determination that you see, I don't take any of this for granted. The show, the loyalty for Red Panda, I always say it, if Cardi and Jason Momoa get together, I don't know what I'm going to do. That's my doomsday scenario. Like, Cardi figures out how to trade futures, it's over with. She does a show, what I'm gonna, you have to prepare. What I'm trying to stress to everyone tonight is, like, prices of everything is going to go up. And even if you own a house, yes, you may get a great interest rate, but you still got to pay property taxes. And those can go up, mm-hmm. depending on where you live. And the richer you get to, there's going to be more ways for people to find a way to get money out of your pocket. And then on the other side, the people that you take care of may not be loyal to you after you take care of them. Look what Diddy did for Ciroc. I'm going to be real. I ain't know nothing about Diageo before Diddy got there. And they screwed him out of a deal.
We will talk about that at Investors. For like, sure.
What? He probably, what, 100x their business?
A conversation worth having.
Bro. All right. The warning.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.